Hello, your psychotropic wolf Gorlock, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about the role education plays in security. So my daughter's pretty social media savvy, right? When she was first getting on, I had to read a book. It's really dated now because the title is a MySpace pun. I think it was Own Your Space. But starting from like age 10, I'm like, don't put your name on there. Don't put your details on there. Don't put any information on there. And so she emails me the other day because her instructor had handed out an assignment where on Twitter you were supposed to tweet that you went to that particular high school. So tweet the name of the high school as a hashtag so that people know where you are. So the tip for you is engage your education at the high school level and the college level to push down some good security awareness. My daughter took a moment to get a zero on the assignment and to explain to the instructors, hey, this is not okay, right? I do not want folks knowing where I go to school. And you really don't want your students doing this. And here's why. I expose them to risk. There's the doxing factor. A lot of accounts are anonymous, and now you de-anonymized them. And it reminded me, in a way, of what we see in software development as well with education, where the educators are like, we want you to do this. And there is no thought of privacy or no thought of security. A lot of the cookbook apps today, for example, if you were to follow them, open up the apps to all sorts of things like people getting access to the photos and access to the details. And that's not a new thing. When I was young, right, before MySpace, when I was going to university and I was taking C classes, I can tell you for a fact all our apps were open to buffer overflows, because that's just how we were taught to write code. So we've got people in the high schools teaching kids to out themselves on social media and post their location information. We've got people in the universities who are teaching us to write code that's vulnerable and do things that opens us up. And I would argue that as a security professional, even though this in no way, shape, or form helps us today, as a security professional, it's important that we reach out to these high school students, to the university students, to the professors, to the educators, to educate them, to let them know some of the security practices, and to get ahead of it, right? They always say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is now. So today what I'm going to think about is, what kind of, who can I reach out and talk to, following my daughter's example, to maybe raise the bar of awareness just a little bit among these folks who are educating our young people. That's it for me. Have a good one.